This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council has recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council has also recommended that the services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms, and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh to take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting today. During this two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from the GCC member countries. Upon their arrival, Dr. S. Jaishankar visited the key cultural sites in Saudi capital, emphasizing the historical ties between the two countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to German capital, Berlin, tomorrow, and he will meet German Federal Foreign Minister and the leadership and other ministers of Germany with the objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khaled bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi last evening on the three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by the Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and will hold discussion on the wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khaled is also scheduled to call on the President Draupadi Murmu to visit the Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Tomorrow he will also visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both the countries will participate. In the recent years, the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including the political trade, investment, connectivity, energy, technology, education and culture. Manipur government has declared two-day holiday for today and tomorrow for all the schools and colleges in the state in view of deteriorating law and order situation in the state. Earlier on Saturday, the school and colleges were also closed after the incident in Murang where a civilian was killed in a bomb explosion. Meanwhile, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, his party MLA, according to this speaker and the cabinet colleagues, met Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at Raj Bhavan yesterday. An 8-point resolution was submitted to the governor, and that points to the resolution include center to ensure peace in the state, unified command to be handed over to the state government, abrogation of suspension of operation with Kuki militant groups, completion of border fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border, among others. In Jammu and Kashmir, political parties have stepped up in the electoral campaign for the upcoming assembly election. Polling will be held in three phases on the 18th and the 25th of this month, and on the 1st of October. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of next month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh yesterday addressed a rally in Ramban district. He took a strong stance against the Congress Party's claims to restore the Article 370, asserting that as long as the BJP is in power, the article will not be reinstalled. And he emphasized that BJP's commitment to maintaining the current status and focused on the significant progress made in J&K under the party's leadership. Mr. Singh also highlighted the transformation of Jammu and Kashmir from a region known for terrorism to one recognized for tourism and development. And that is the end of this news bulletin.